One fellow was so sure he was going to get elected Spotswood. He owns the Casa Marina Hotel. That's the Flagler Hotel. He owns the Concha Hotel on the corner. He owns the Patterson Home. He owns San Marino. Well, his two aunts were married. One to R.J. tobacco man, and the other one was, I forget his name, he was aluminum, at the head of the aluminum. Well, both of them's dead, and this boy down there, his two aunts, and the other aluminum man, he used that damn money there just like it was his own. He's buying everything, but now I saw him a few days ago. So he ran against me one time, and he was my deputy. And I said to him, I said, John, what in the hell are you thinking about? Do you know you want my deputies? And then, you know, you're talking. He says, I'm going to beat you to him. I said, yeah, in the pig's ass. And you know, I spoke. So he came there one Sunday morning. I had my car in there washing it. I wouldn't let the nigger wash him. I would wash him. He says, there for me, Daddy. He says, Daddy, I've got a good job for you. He just come out. There's six running against us. Six, him and five others. And I said, listen, you're just one man there now. But he says, I've got a chance to get you a good job, get Everhard's job for you. I can get that for you with the governor. And that pays good. I said, John, I'm sheriff. He says, you won't be after Tuesday. See, we had the runoff and he beat the other five. I said, John, I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to beat you in the neighborhood of 400 or 500 votes. He says, oh, shit. I said, well, that's fact. So he went, you know, when he gets angry, he stammers like hell. So that night, I was about 350 votes ahead of him. I was in the office. Phone rang. He says, sheriff. I says, yeah, sheriff. Says, I says, yes, John. Go ahead and say, what do you want? He says, I want to find out how in the hell you told me how many votes I was going to get and how many votes you were going to get. I said, well, I haven't been in the business long enough to know. He says, you beat me 100, and I lost 100, and you got 100 more, and you answered. I had a laugh at him. So he thought of times he told me about that. So after I quit, and he ran, he beat the hell out of them. But they couldn't beat me.
Did you finally quit, or did
you? Yeah, I resigned. They told me, people told me, says, we're going to run you anyhow. I said, well, I won't serve. That's it. I said, I got enough. I said, God damn it to hell, I only have two deputies and myself. And I never knew what it was to go to bed at a reasonable hour. And I never got more. Some nights, sometimes I go 48 hours without hitting the pillow.
I didn't hear that.
What was that?
I didn't hear that. I didn't catch that last part. What was that?
I say sometimes I never got a chance to hit a pillow. Lay down, sleep for 48 hours.